Welcome to episode 28 of About Nashville. I'm Mike Rogers. Today's guest is comedian and actor Bubba Bradley. This is Bubba's second time to be on the show, our first repeat guest. He's here to discuss his latest comedy road tour. It was hilarious. I'm talking about in past. I keep getting this all messed up. The interview has already happened. It was hilarious. It's not... Anyway. So there's that. Speaking of comedy, I want to remind you guys one more time, because by the time the next episode comes out, it will have already taken place, but my comedy debut is going to happen August 29th at Douglas Corner in Nashville, Tennessee at 7 p.m. The location is 2106 8th Avenue South, Nashville, Tennessee, 37204. I'm working with professional comedians Daryl D. White and Tim Northern. The band 615 and Hillbilly Hammer will be performing too. Come on out and laugh at me. Probably not with me. Probably not, you know, he's going to just laugh at me trying to, you know, be funny. I don't know. Maybe. We'll see. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll be there while you make us laugh.
I don't know.
We'll see
if I make you laugh. I don't know. I'm the closer it gets, I'm really, really starting to get scared. Now, I've been going out and doing open mics.
Yeah, I know.
And I did another one the other day, and the local comedians, it's kind of funny because it's really hard to make a room full of nothing but comedians laugh.
So how'd you do?
I'm still working on it.
Is it getting easier?
No, it is. It is. But to work out the bits and to get them right, it really does take... It's an art form. Let me tell you. The guys that are so successful at it, the Kevin Harts, the Chris Rocks, the whoever, Tim the Tool Man, it doesn't matter who they are, the professional comedians that are going out there and making a buku of money... They have done thousands of hours. And I'm not talking about just thousands of hours that they've gotten paid to go out there and perform big shows. I'm talking about going to stand-up mics and working on their bits and really fine-tuning them and figuring out what gets a laugh, what doesn't get a laugh, what word gets a laugh bigger than others, what sentence gets a laugh bigger than others, because then you have to reconstruct it. That's just amazing. It blows my mind.
So are you attempting to do all this?
I am.
Do you have anybody helping you?
No. I've been kind of doing it on my own.
Are you getting laughs?
I am. I am. You know, and there's some things that I do that I don't get laughs, and I realize, okay, that doesn't work. And the way I kind of do it is I'll run the jokes past my wife first, and if she thinks they're amusing, she kind of labels them on a 1, 2, or 3 or whatever else, and, you know, and I make sure that I drop off the 3s and the 2s, 1s and 2s. I leave up there, and sure enough, the ones that she says really are funny, I'm getting the bigger laughs on. Okay. And the ones that aren't funny, they could be funnier, but I just need to rewrite them or retweak them or do something else to them.
Okay.
Or add something else to them. So it's really...
Do you think she's an easy laugh?
My wife ain't an easy nothing.
God, Jennifer.
I'm telling you. It's our 7-year anniversary today.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
I know. Can you believe she's put up with me for 7 years?
No, I don't believe anybody has put up with you for 7 years. I put up with you for about that long.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. But I mean, it's crazy. 7 years. So tonight is our 7-year anniversary, and I'm going out to do comedy tonight.
Are you really?
I am.
Is she going with you?
No.
So how...
I may not be. I'll not be going. And we're married 8 years.
So how are you going to compensate for that?
Because Friday is going to be. I'm all hers all day long Friday. So if she wants to sleep in bed, she wants to love in bed. She wants to go to dinner. If she wants to, I am her man all day, all night, Friday.
What if she wants you to go to dinner in bed?
I will feed her.
No, you go to dinner in bed.
Oh, she wants me to go to dinner and go to bed?
Dinner in bed.
What do you mean? Like in what, like a good way or a bad way?
She's your dinner in bed.
Oh, hell yeah. I will.
All night long. That's hilarious.
Heck yeah.
That's fun. That's fun. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you. And I'm excited, you know. She is like hooked like a drug addict to crack on Walking Dead now.
Is she really?
She freaking loves it.
That is awesome. It came on yesterday, right?
We didn't watch it. Because I'm so busy, we're taping it, we're DVRing it.
But you're catching up.
But I'm getting caught up, and you know, right. And she hates the governor, and so you know, got her into it, and I'm watching. She's like, this is so much better than Fear the Walking Dead. I just love these people, and Daryl is my favorite. Daryl, I'm like, oh dang, Daryl was actually in Nolensville. He was actually he came through Nolensville and Nashville about a week ago.
Really?
Yeah. Really? Him and Negan, the guy that plays Negan, Jeffrey, I can't remember off the top of his name, Negan and Daryl were in driving motorcycles together coming through Nashville. So not only did we miss an opportunity to interview two of the best people off of Walking Dead, but they were like a stone's throw away from my wife.
And you missed the motorcycle event. You ride bikes?
Bicycle? I ride my bicycle.
Toot toot. Your homework.
Beep beep.
Let me get you a basket and pom poms.
No, I mean I think I could play a guy that rode a motorcycle, but I'm just not a guy that rides a motorcycle.
Okay.
I'd be like Pee Wee Herman.
Oh no, we don't want you to do that.
No, I can play cool. I'm not really cool.
Okay.
You know, I would be scared to death riding motorcycles. You know.
But you have the look. You have the persona.
I damn sure don't have the look, but
you do. You can get away with it.
Well, okay, all right. I appreciate that compliment.
You're welcome.
Maybe I will consider taking a role where I am like the Sons of Anarchy or something. But
no.
Yeah, I don't think so. No. Speaking of Sons of Anarchy and Walking Dead, you do know they film this right down the street, right? Walking
no.
Dead?
No.
It's right there in the Georgia area, right there.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's about an hour, hour and a half outside of Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know, and it's nuts. I mean, because literally all these, could you imagine waking up one day and not knowing that they're filming and seeing all these damn zombies right outside your house going, what the hell has happened?
Look at all these damn zombies walking around. But it's not possible to be that close and not know.
How's that?
I mean, I'm sure people who live in the area know.
I don't know. I mean, because if they let everybody know, everybody would from the surrounding areas would swamp them.
That's probably true.
So they probably keep it on the down low.
That's scary.
It is scary. Could you imagine waking up, getting your cup of coffee, going out on the back porch, and looking at zombies walking down the street, going, "Baby, baby." What the hell is going on back here?
That is scary.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, oh my gosh, I think I would have a dadgum heart attack. But, you know, they're saying the Atlanta is the new Hollywood.
It is.
I don't believe that.
I do.
I don't.
I told you I believe that.
Yeah, but why? Tell me why you think Atlanta could be the new Hollywood.
Because they have a lot of things going on in Atlanta now.
Like what?
A lot of filming. A lot of movies are made in Atlanta
now. Big time movies. Yeah. Absolutely big time movies. But I have a hard time believing that Atlanta could be the new Hollywood.
Well, I think they do it for the tax breaks more than anything.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, I'm talking about the culture, if
right.
you will. I mean,
right.
I get that you can make movies right. anywhere,
you
know,
can.
But the culture itself, I mean,
right.
when I was in L.A., and I've been in L.A. a few times, even the homeless women have boob jobs.
I'm sure.
And you can't see that, really, in Atlanta. I mean.
Well, that's true. That's very true. Well, maybe they're trying to get away from that particular look and atmosphere, and they're looking for something fresh and new. Maybe.
I guess. It's the only time I've ever dated a homeless woman. But, you know, I just, I don't know. It's kind of crazy. It's a little bit. But so speaking of, you know, Hollywood and the changes of the world, Nashville has changed a lot.
Yes.
A hell of a
tremendously.
Lot.
Tremendously. Yes.
How long have you've been here your whole
my
life,
whole
right?
life, yeah.
Your whole life?
Yes, my whole life.
So I've been here over 20 years, and what would you say is the biggest changes that you've seen?
No, just all the new buildings and the landscape has changed so much, and it's like where I grew up, my aunt's house is probably, it was given to her by my grandparents. Mm-hmm. It's probably worth $18,000.
Oh, gosh.
Right. That's it. She is selling it for like $300,000. $300,000.
Dang.
Yeah. It's crazy. They want to take her lot and the lot next door mm-hmm. because she lives really close to the Cumberland River, which stinks.
because it's got all the bodies in it.
It does. But at the same time, they want to take it and they want to make hotels and condos and put them there.
Okay.
For $300,000.
Right.
For an $18,000. And it looks like a piece of crap.
Well, it won't when they're done with it.
Of course not.
It'll be
but
awesome.
But I won't even recognize the neighborhood I grew up in.
True.
In a few years. So.
True. You won't even recognize your aunt either with $300,000. She'd be like, you do not know me anymore.
That's right. I don't know you.
I don't know you. Yeah. You don't know me.
But
don't
you can't
call
buy
me.
Property for that much anymore in Nashville. You just can't.
Yeah, that's
it's
true.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. But I think the thing that I like about the most about Nashville and is the growth and seeing the different things that you can do, whether it be movies or acting or comedy or music or whatever it may be. I love all that. The thing that I hate the most is the traffic.
That is the worst.
It is crazy. This is like LA traffic or whatever else. It is nuts out here. It takes an hour to get anywhere. I mean, I've joked about it, but we need to put a wall up around Nashville and make Nashville great again. I'm telling you, just build it, damn it. Build a wall.
That's hilarious.
All around Nashville. Don't let nobody else in. Let's just make this great.
I agree. But, you know, then, too, it takes away from the southernness of the whole city.
That's another weird thing is that, you know, you are very rare. I will say you might meet somebody that comes from Nashville, born and raised, but it's very, very, very rare.
Right.
But what's even rarer than that is to meet somebody that was born and raised here, that's parents that were also born and raised here.
Yeah, yeah. My whole family's
that's like
here,
finding
so.
a full-blooded Indian.
Here you go.
Is your mom and dad born and raised here?
Yeah.
So you're full-blooded Nashville.
That's right. I am, my whole family.
All right, so you got a little Indian in you.
A little. I got a little everything in me. Hey. Not in those terms.
I was going to say, there was so many jokes.
That's right. I wanted to go there.
I'm going to leave it alone. I'm not going to touch it. I'm going to let it pass.
You have other opportunities.
I know. There were so many jokes I could have gone with there. But I will be kind. Did you have a good weekend?
I did.
Anything fun happen?
No.
Nothing?
No. The only thing I did this weekend, all weekend, was research places that I can go to have laser hair removal.
The what?
Places that I can go to have laser hair removal.
Where the hell are you going to have it removed from?
Everywhere. I'm just a hairy woman. Just a hairy. I'm a hairy woman. I am. I just am. I'm just like walking around like with a 5 o'clock shadow and
you like a Wookiee?
Yes.
You like
what
a...
That's me.
What the hell is wrong with this
me.
Woman?
That's right. Like a Bigfoot.
Damn.
Whatever. So, yeah, that's all I did all weekend. That shit is expensive.
Really?
It is. Very. Very.
So, what did you have removed? And where? What areas?
Uh-uh.
No. You brought it up. You're going to tell me. What? Did you have this, like, Brazilian hair removal laser thing? You had laser tag on your cootie?
Maybe. But that's a sensitive area, so I don't think
tag
I would
my
go
cootie,
there.
Damn it. Bam, 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 bam.
No.
So what'd you have done?
I haven't had anything. I was just getting prices. Just getting prices. You know, I have this damn mustache.
How much would it cost for you to shoot off my coot?
No, I need that. I got to live with that for the rest
leave
of my life.
Leave the lips and just shoot everything else off. Uh-uh. Shoot off the mustache.
No, and then I walk around with a 5 o'clock shadow. No, I'm not going to do that. No, so we're going to leave that with love.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm really looking into it.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it permanent or does it still grow back?
It grows back, but not as much.
What the hell?
Yeah, no, and it's really
no
expensive.
I thought there was like permanent removal you could have.
I mean, it kills your follicles, but they still grow back. It's just not as much.
Man, yeah, no. I don't know. My wife just gets waxing and stuff, like wax on, wax off.
And I will still do that in certain areas, but not
I guess I need to have my like asshole waxed or something.
You got an afro on your ass.
Look like I shit a gerbil.
You are in rare form today.
Well, you know, hey, this is what happens. What happens when you have a good weekend?
Good.
All right, we are on to our interview with Bubba Bradley. Let's do this thing.
The name of the honky tonk hitman. I'm a knockout fighter with a kick-ass band. That's why they call me the honky tonk hitman. A knockout fighter with a kick-ass band. That's why they call me the honky tonk hitman. Yeah.
Welcome to About Nashville with your host, the Honky Tonk Hitman, Mike Rogers.
No, shit, no. Not after all this.
No.
I guarantee you, your co-feature lady that was with you was like, I took my bra off and everything. And he wouldn't even do anything. Hell, what the hell was wrong with him? I thought he was all man. He wasn't all man. He got off his ass on Walmart. I'm telling you. We discovered it.
We discovered
Bubba
it.
Bubba is gay.
I am gay.
You are. It's called, from here on out, you are no longer Bubba Bradley. You are Rainbow Bradley.
Rainbow. Bubba Sparkles. Bubba Sparkles.
you are Bubba Sparkles.
Bubba Sparkles.
That's right.
I like it.
That's right.
Oh, hell, let's do it, man.
Oh, my God.
There's got to be a need for a giant gay tattooed biker-looking comedian.
Well, okay, so.
All right, I'll fill the gap.
I think Rosie O'Donnell has it.
Oh, she does. She does. Oh, yeah. Like, I'm coming for your spot, bitch. I'm going to out-butch you. I'm going to have a training montage with my cousin. She'll teach me how to be the my true inner lesbian.
There you go.
Well, it doesn't help that I got a haircut. My brother said, you should get your haircut, and I look like Boo from Orange is the New Black.
Dude, you would be the toughest looking lesbian I've ever seen in my entire life. Like,
right?
Like, oh, my God. Yeah, you can't. What is it? You do look like the girl on the Orange is the New Black.
I do. No.
What is her name?
Boo.
Boo. You look like Boo.
I know. My brother told me to get a haircut like this, and I did it. And I'm like, well, I guess if you're going to get haircut advice from a gay man, you might look like a lesbian.
Oh, my God.
So I did.
That really happened. There. Ladies and gentlemen, he's sitting here with a Boo haircut.
I am sitting here with a Boo
he's
haircut.
He's got a butt cut. A Boo I got cut.
No butt cut. I do have a Boo cut. And we're kind of built the same, so.
Oh, man. Yeah. Do you watch Orange is the New Black?
I love it.
Really?
Yeah.
I've seen the first couple of seasons, and then I kind of...
It's a good show. Stranger Things. Have you seen that on Netflix?
Nope.
That's a good show.
What is Stranger Things?
It's like it's a throwback. It's like a sci-fi series, but it's all set in the 80s. So you remember when we used to watch movies, how like they'd have all that crazy like synthesized music and like the weird lettering. I just think of the Howling, like the crazy letters.
Sure.
That's how the whole feel of the show is. It's cool, man.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's very nostalgic to watch. So,
all right.
Maybe check it out.
Makes me think, what am I watching right now? I just got my wife.
Yay.
I just got my wife watching The Walking Dead because she never watched it before, so we're back watching it from the very first episode.
Nice.
On, and I honestly, watching it with her now, I'm like, I can't believe this thing got past the first season.
Right, it was pretty bad.
Terrible.
I agree.
It was terrible. Yeah. I mean, the zombies were like picking up rocks and throwing them at windows and climbing fences and ladders, and they were like taking breaks in the car, like, what the? And then getting up, and they had personalities, and I don't know, it was weird.
Yeah.
And I threw it out there, and I was like, what the hell's going on? And apparently there was a different director that was in that first one than there was in the others. No,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Was it Kirkman? Was he the one that...
No, he wrote the comic book, and he doesn't direct everything, but he obviously is the producer on that show.
That's awesome.
One of them, anyway.
Yeah, I remember watching that, too, and thinking, this is awful. But the characters are likable enough. I think that's what got him away with it. People really bought into the characters. So,
which are very different than the comic book.
Right.
I don't know if you read the comic book, but...
Well, I do, because are you caught up with the final season?
Of the comic book?
No, the series.
Yeah.
Oh, so, I mean, I'm excited to see what happens. Who dies?
You want
to
know?
Do you know? How do you know?
Do you want to know?
Yeah, I want to know.
It's Abraham.
Really?
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert, Abraham's going to die.
You think so or do you know so?
I need to say I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
Yeah. That seems about right, though, because he kind of put himself out there for it. But in the comics...
It's Glenn
that dies,
Glenn
right?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
But if I'm not mistaken, and I may be lying here, but I think that Glenn and Abraham die in the same comic book.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe two. Yeah, they never said how many people would die.
Yeah.
Or if anyone dies at all.
Well, in the same comic book, Glenn and Abraham die, but Abraham dies from an arrow to the head.
Oh.
From Dwight.
That girl died like that, right? Someone died from an arrow.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And that's when they thought, well, I guess they're not going to kill two people like that. But that's what happened. Dwight shot him in the back of the head when him and Eugene were going and looking for ammunition. A place to make it anyway.
Oh, okay.
Out in the city.
Right, which happened in the series as well.
It did?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. So what happened to Abraham? What happened to Abraham in that particular episode?
Nothing. He got chewed out by, the mullet scientist guy.
Oh, Eugene.
Eugene chewed him out. He got like his, because you know Abraham was kind of like putting him down, and Eugene was always portrayed to be like the kind of the sissy.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like, well, we need to make this ammo, and he got in Eugene or Abraham's face and like put him to it. So that was kind of like his, and that's where Abraham really started gaining respect for Eugene.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you read all the comic books?
I haven't read any of the comics. I just watched the show.
Oh.
I don't read much. It's funny because my roommate, he's an author and he's got like three plays out or whatever. But I watched the series Longmire on TV, which I really love. It was on A&E.
What is that?
Longmire is like, it's about a Wyoming sheriff. This is a good series. It's on Netflix now. So if you get a chance to watch, it's cool. But my roommate's reading the book. He never knew there was a show. So we were having a conversation once, and he brought up this character, and I'm like, oh, I love that show. He's like, what, is a show? I said, yeah. He's like, oh, I'm reading the book. I'm like, it's a book? So we just had that, like, dynamic was like, what the hell? So it was just funny, though, because he reads a lot. I don't.
What's the last book you read?
The Road.
The Road?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it. That was probably, like, 10 years ago.
Okay. What was that about?
That's that apocalyptic book. Right?
Oh, about the zombies?
No, the end of the world, and then I can't even remember what the hell it was about. There was a movie, though, about it as well.
Okay.
That was it. I don't read much.
There's also a book like that in the Bible.
Is there?
Yeah.
That book I'm familiar with.
There's an apocalypse in the Bible as well.
There's definitely an apocalypse.
Yeah. I actually had somebody point out one time where there's zombies mentioned in the Bible, too. I don't know if you know that or not.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I would actually have to go back to the Bible verse, but there's a verse where it talks about the walking dead or the dead walking or whatever else.
Weird.
Yeah, it is kind of crazy.
Well, Jesus is kind of a zombie. Think about it. He came back from the dead.
Or a vampire.
Or something.
I mean, he did drink blood.
We drink his blood. We're like eating people. Well, I grew up in a very Catholic home.
Wouldn't that be crazy? Wouldn't that be a crazy series where they found out that all Christians were really vampires? Whoa.
Right,
and that's what they did. They spread their and they could actually survive in the daytime.
Yeah, we shouldn't be telling this because we should write this shit.
Well, no, it's too corny.
Oh, is it?
And besides that, we'd get shut down by the church. And then you know that was the whole premise that you had to be able to come into that world. You had to drink the blood, and you had to eat the flesh and all that. Ooh, that'd be kind of crazy.
See, now you're thinking about it. Maybe it'll work.
No, it would never work.
No?
No.
I love how you just shut it down. Like, no, there's not a chance in hell.
Not a chance in hell. We're in the Bible Belt, buddy.
I forget about that.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's a lot of things that won't ever happen here for, you know, whatever reason.
This is true. Bible Belt. I don't know. So, yeah, that's, I grew up very Christian, though. I went to Catholic school for all my high school years, been confirmed, all that stuff, so.
What'd they confirm?
I don't know. I wasn't ready for that question. We tried to bring it out, confirmed that I might be gay. Then we had to pray the gay away, and that's what I did.
That is funny. Confirmed at a very early age that you were gay.
Right, and then I denied.
And then you denied it, and then you would not admit it until tonight.
Till tonight, yeah, but it all happened in Montana when I went to the rodeo and signed up for a gay dating site.
Oh my God! And then we're back to that.
And then we're back to That seems to just be like the whole premise. That's what we're going to
I'm telling you. Bubba is gay. That's the name. Bubba is gay. That's the name. That's the name of this episode. Bubba is gay.
Yeah, I really.
It might be Bubba Bradley is gay.
Put it on there.
I'm just gonna put it out there.
I don't care.
Bubba Bradley is gay.
That'll get some people definitely interested in it. Like, what is that? I knew it.
What the hell is he talking about?
I swear
about?
To God, if I get a call, I'll be like, it's okay. I knew it. I'll be like, God damn it. I knew, it's okay. We knew. Like, no, you didn't know. I did that to my buddy. That would be like payback for me because he left his phone on the bar, and I took it and I switched his profile from single to in a relationship. It's complicated with what was it in a something relationship that. Anyway, saying he was gay, basically, and his family members, his aunt, like, called him, and she said, it's okay, we kind of knew anyways, we're all supporting. He was so mad, swear to God, he was so mad. He's like, they're calling me and saying it's cool, like, we knew. I'm like, sorry, dude. He was so mad.
God, that is hilarious.
Lock your phone.
That's scary.
Lock your phone, yeah, don't.
That's scary. Oh my God!
So I don't want that to happen. I don't care
if somebody's gay or not.
I don't either.
But that would be just, especially being a kid.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? That would just be,
Well,
scary.
Yeah, he was a young kid. He was like a macho kid too.
What if he'd really been gay?
Yeah. Well, it might have helped.
I'll tell you a funny story.
Okay.
So I was a freshman in college, and I told you that I did a lot of acting. And a buddy of mine that I was with, so I saw a gay guy that I knew from theater. We were at some bar or whatever else, and he came and talked to me, and I talked to him, and I walked off. And I was considered, you know, kind of tough guy or whatever else, you know. And my buddy said, dude, that guy's gay you were talking to. And I said, I know. He goes, well, you ain't got a problem with that? I said, no, I'm gay. And he goes, what? Wait, what? I said, dude, I'm gay. He goes, no, you're not. I said, no, really, I'm gay. He goes, dude, I am too.
Oh, shit.
And I've been in love with you for a year.
Oh, my God.
Holy hell. We could. And I said, no, dude, I'm just fucking with you. I'm kidding.
But he was serious?
Yeah, and he's like, dude, I really am. I am in love with you. And I'm like, I will kick your ass. No, I was like, dude, I apologize. This is how it really went down. He told me that, and I was like, dude, I'm just kidding. I was just joking. I said, I don't have a problem with you being that way. I said, but I'm not. So
right.
That's how that went down. And you know what? We're still friends today.
That's good. Yeah, that's how that should be. Everyone thinks that gay guys are going to come on strong, and they don't. I've been hit on. I went to a lot of gay clubs, not making my case any better. I went to a lot of gay clubs in my day.
So is there something you really want to tell the world?
No, because I go with my brother because, you know, it's how we do it. When he came here, I took him to all the...
That's how we do it.
That's how we do it. We go. So when we were here, I took him all the gay clubs.
Okay.
But my brother's like a hillbilly. I call him a hillbilly homo because he's country is all get out. Mm-hmm. So we're at the gay club, and he's just kind of like, these guys are gay. And I'm like, yeah. He's like, I don't like it. I'm like, okay. He's just not into it.
That is odd.
It is odd.
Do you think it might have been the fact that he was with you and you were making him uncomfortable?
No, I don't think so. I just think he's not. Well, maybe. I doubt it, though.
I mean, I have a hard time believing a gay person would be uncomfortable around gay people unless he was uncomfortable around being gay around you.
I never thought about that. I don't think he is, though. I think we're good now.
Dr. Phil, just stick with me.
Just pulling it out. Okay,
just stick with me.
I'm following you.
You just keep picking up what I'm putting down.
Right.
And I'm gonna get that confession out of you.
So we're going to get my brother straight. I'm the gay.
That's right.
He's been taking a bullet for
all these years. He has been getting a dick put up his ass because you can't admit the truth.
I'm sorry, buddy. Thanks for taking one for the team.
They call him like, dude, I'm so sorry for putting you through this all these years. I did not mean for you to suck a dick. I promise. I'm so sorry.
Go get you a woman. Oh, man.
I will do this for you now. I will pick up this burden.
I will carry that torch. I will carry it.
Literally. I will pick this motherfucker up and I will carry it.
Oh, man, that's great. So, yeah. I forgot what I was saying because...
You gonna call funny. Your brother?
I'm gonna call my brother. Yeah,
no,
before
no,
that.
Yeah, I'm kidding.
Just do it right now. Like, no.
You ain't gonna believe this. No, you were talking about you know, you'd done all these things with your brother and
oh yeah, going to the gay club.
Going to the gay clubs and
I had
talking
point
about
somewhere.
That time you dressed up as in drag. No, I'm talking about
I hadn't got there yet. I hadn't got there. I'm not that kind of gay.
That is funny. That is funny.
I feel like this whole podcast I'm just coming off as like this super racist, anti-homophobic. Like,
I'm just, you know what? That's okay, because I'm just like, I'm like, every time a little bit of flame comes up, I'm brushing it.
Yeah.
Just brushing it.
I'm putting the wind to it. Like,
I'm putting the wind to it.
We're getting that spark rolling.
I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm just ruining his ass right now. Everybody's like, that motherfucker, Bubba Bradley, he don't like black folk, don't like the gay folk, don't like the white folk, don't like the country folk, don't like the lesbian folk, don't like the, I'm telling you, he ain't got Jesus in his heart. He needs Jesus in his heart. Somebody needs to save this young man. He is on his way to hell. What the? Is wrong with him.
That is right. This is basically how it's going down, which is funny because a lot of my comedy I've really changed towards just trying to put down stereotypes. Not put down, but I embrace stereotypes, and then I'm trying to bring it all together to be like, just, we're all people, you know, we're humans. Just be human is my biggest thing in my comedy. I'm like, just be a human. If you're white, be proud to be white, but be a human being that is white. If you're black, be proud to be black, but be a human being that is black. So be proud of who you are, but be a human first, because we all have that in common. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll get along a little better. That's been like the whole mantra of my comedy. So
yeah, but that's a little tough though, because when you're black and proud, well, it's considered, you know, pride. You
right.
know, it's considered. But when you're white and proud, it's considered the Klan.
Yeah, well, yeah, yeah. There's definitely, especially nowadays. What really got to me was I was in Fort Worth, Texas mm-hmm. last weekend, which Texas is hot. 113 degrees.
And so are the women.
That's ridiculous. Yeah, they were very beautiful. I was on an Air Force base. I also learned never take a gun onto an Air Force base. Okay, so, but I was watching the news and it said, armed man shot in Milwaukee. People are rioting. And I'm like, what? They're even saying it in the news. Like, he was armed. Why are people pissed that this guy was shot? Because he was an armed suspect. It's weird. And they're rioting now.
Right.
I don't understand.
From everything that I've read, and I'm just playing devil's advocate here, apparently that is, it was a catalyst, if you will. It really,
right.
It wasn't the actual, that being what started it.
Right.
It's kind of like you know, I might say something off the color to you and you might beat the shit out of me, but it might not have been that little thing that I said. It might have been the frustration of 20 other things I've said, and that just happened to be the last thing that happened.
Right. Yeah. So, and the fuel was there, and then
that spark hit it and went up in flames.
That's crazy though.
I'm just being devil's advocate.
Right.
I don't care if you win the Super Bowl or if you, you know, lose a court case. And I'm talking to everybody. Don't go burn down your own shit.
Yeah, I don't get that.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, it makes no sense. Well, I got all that whole race shit when that, was it the Baltimore? The one where the dude got killed on the way to the police station. Was that Baltimore or? Yeah, it was Baltimore, right?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? And I'm watching. Everyone's like, oh, they killed him. He's a black guy. And I was like, okay. And then when I found out that half of the cops were black that did it,
mm-hmm.
I was like, all right, now we're getting a little too crazy on the race shit, I think. If half the people committing the crime are the same color, that's what bothered me. That's what put me off on the whole thing. I'm like, I'm done. And I know there's some, it's not that black and white. There's some instances where, you know, people are, they're guilty or they did something. And there's been a couple where they just got shot.
Right.
And that was fucked up. So
right.
I don't know how to gauge it, but I just try to stay out of it, I guess.
I, you know, in my 20s, I was never political at
right.
all. I didn't give two flying flips, you know, about politics whatsoever. And it wasn't until my, you know, mid to late 30s that I started really getting into it. And it has just added nothing but stress to my life.
So to stay out of
like,
it.
I know that is not the American way, and I'm not supposed to be saying that. You know, you need to take sides. You don't have a, you don't stand up for something. You'll not stand for anything. You know,
right, just call it Aaron, you know, Tippinger.
You know, and you know, I'm like, it's not that I don't stand for something. It's just I don't pigeonhole myself and my beliefs and thoughts and everything else. And
right.
I don't know. I it just seems like it doesn't matter what religion you choose or what you know, whatever, were you Republican or Democrat or whatever else, it's like they feed each other through negativity.
Right.
And I don't know why. I don't know why. Where's the positivity in things?
I don't know. There should be more of it for sure. Yeah, I don't speak to politics because I don't know enough about it. I'm not armed. I couldn't have a conversation. Like, if we were going to debate, I just don't know enough. And I don't like to go unarmed into something that's, like, setting yourself
Dude,
up.
Dude, we are talking about racism. We're talking about politics. Yeah. We got to get this thing on track.
I know.
I mean, we are all over the place on this one.
Oh, no.
I'm bringing it back.
Bring it back. Okay.
What's the last movie you saw?
Last movie I saw was Batman versus Superman.
You hadn't been in the movies in a while.
No, I saw it. I watched it on... Oh, you mean at the theater?
Yeah.
Last movie I saw at the theater was Star Wars.
The
new one. New
oh,
Hope.
Oh, 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 what is oh, it? Oh. Well, and your thoughts?
I don't know. I liked it. I thought it was cool. I saw it at IMAX, my first IMAX movie ever. Mm-hmm. So it was pretty cool. IMAX 3D. I thought it was good. I enjoyed seeing the old characters come back. Mm-hmm. So I enjoyed a lot of that. I don't know. I think it was good. It's very... I don't know. I like how they're trailing from the last movies. I watched the first three because I grew up with them, mm-hmm. or the last three, I guess. I've never watched the new ones. The first three, I never watched. I just don't have any desire to. So I like that it was kind of off of that one.
What about in Batman Superman? What do you think about the characters that played? The guy people played it, Ben Affleck and all that. I mean, yeah.
Affleck's all right. I thought the movie was stupid.
I can't say his last name without sounding like a fucking insurance commercial.
Affleck. Yeah, the movie was dumb because the part where they're all hating each other, and then he's like Martha, and he's like, "Why'd you say Martha?" And then it's like, then they're all buddies now. Let's go save the world because their moms have the same name.
I just want to be friends with Wonder Woman.
She was hot.
She was, but she was no Linda Carter.
No, she definitely was not.
No, she was no Linda Carter, but she was a beautiful woman.
I can't say, you know, anyone in that outfit that has a good body, I can't say if it's the outfit or the girl I'd have to see her without. I guess she was in the movie without it. She was still pretty hot, but way hotter with the uniform on.
Well, you would know very quickly in that uniform whether she did not have a hot body, if True. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
I mean, it would kind of expose a lot of things very quickly.
Yes.
There's but not she, a lot, lot of places to hide.
She was hotter with the outfit, I think.
That would be all women.
All women, yes.
Yes.
Well, I'm saying that. Like, I'm sounding really smart. Follow my comedy. I'm a very cerebral comic.
I'm not.
Well, that's funny though, because we talked about you earlier in my podcast about getting into comedy, and you've been doing comedy, and we're going to go do some show.
Yeah.
Some show together.
Yeah, and let's see, that is October 7th.
Yep, in Biloxi.
In Biloxi, Mississippi. Last time I was in Biloxi, Mississippi, I was fighting in the regional USABF championships in 1986, and there is a place there. Where I went with the team, and you could go watch the movies. And while you're watching the movies, you could actually order food. So we were sitting there, and we were eating pizza and watching a movie until I realized very quickly that the two of them sometimes shouldn't go together. And we were watching The Fly with Jeff Goldblum. He starts peeling off his nails while I'm eating pizza. I almost threw up all over the table and realized very quickly why they do not serve that kind of food or dinners while you are watching movies.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
I was trying to look up what the name of the club is we're going to be at, but I can't find it, and that's why if you see me, I was on my phone.
Okay.
The Fly is a disgusting movie.
Oh, it was horrible.
I remember watching that as a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you like scary movies?
I do. I definitely enjoy a good scary movie.
Like, what's your favorite scary movie?
I don't know. It's tough. I like The Howlings from back in the day.
Really?
Yeah.
The original Howling?
Yeah.
So I went and saw that at the theater.
Oh, did you?
When it was out of the theater.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And the first time I snuck into it, remember I walked in and there was this naked woman on the screen, and I was like, those are titties. I love it. And I'm walking down the aisle trying to find a seat because it was packed. And then it goes into the scene where the guy like starts turning into a werewolf, and I'm watching it up on the screen and the titties, and my legs start buckling, and I start getting scared, and I'm trying to find a seat. And I'm like stepping on people's legs and feet and elbows and knocking over popcorn and my dick's getting hard and I'm trying to sit down.
So many things are happening.
And so many things that was going on at one time, all in the howling, and it was scaring the hell out of me.
Oh, that's awesome.
I was like, I don't know. I don't know whether to pee or piss or my dick is hard and I don't know. It was crazy.
Too much info.
It was too much too fast. And wow. It was all going on at the same time. I did not need to see titties and horror movies at the same time because right. I didn't know whether to be excited or run.
Right. You don't want to associate titties with bad.
It was
every time you see titties, just run away.
No. Yeah. Do not do this to me. Don't show me.
See titties, just get hard and run away.
That's right. Uh-huh. It was a terrible. It was like my first time I went on prom, you know. She touched me. I got hard and I took off running.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm actually in a horror movie. It's called Shark Exorcist. It came out June 25th or something like that.
Shark Exorcist?
Shark Exorcist,
and does it turn its head all the way around?
No, it's a shark possesses a girl.
I got that. But did it do the Linda Blair thing where it turned its head all the way around?
No, but there is pea soup in the movie.
Oh.
Somebody does puke up. The director really likes pea soup, so he brought cans with it to the shoot. I'm like, why do you have soup? He's like, oh, this is our puke. And I'm like, oh, man, you just right down to it, man. It's a high budget.
Can the listeners go and watch this stuff?
Yeah, it's out now. You just have to Google it. You can find it on YouTube, and it's on like...
Shark Exorcist.
Shark Exorcist, yeah. Oh, I play a cameraman, so... Oh yeah, it's a pretty awful movie.
All right, well, hey.
But it's a horror movie. It's from Donald Farmer. He's like a horror guy. He does like Chainsaw Cheerleaders, and he has a bunch of really high profile movies. So,
did you say his name is Donald Farmer?
Yeah.
All I was in the Bible. I don't know why it was in my head. It was like, Donald Farmer had a shark. Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't know why.
I gotcha. The farmer, and then you want to start singing.
Right.
You
know, yeah.
Well, we started the other podcast with Mr. Rogers, so why not
that
go there?
That is right. I forgot all about that. See, but you're giving away your show now, man.
I know. It's
my show goes before your show.
Oh, sorry.
So now you're telling about your show.
Spoilers, sorry.
Like, spoiler. I do Mr. Rogers in his show.
We do.
Spoiler.
Spoiler alert. It's something you don't want to miss. I don't know how to act right here.
That's all right.
All right, we're good.
How did you know Glenn died in the comic book? I gotta go back to that real quick.
Just from watching like the Walking Dead and listening to the Nerdist a lot.
Oh, do you really? Oh,
I love the Nerdist, yeah.
You listen to every single episode?
Pretty much, yeah. Between him and Rogan is all I listen to.
Rogan.
Yeah, I love Rogan.
I've only listened to one of his episodes because it was 3 hours long.
They're all 3 hours.
I'm like, I do not do anything for 3 hours.
But I drive.
There's nothing on the face of this planet
right.
that I would want to do for 3 hours straight. Right. I wouldn't want to drive that long. I wouldn't want to fly that long. I wouldn't want to have sex that long. I don't want to do nothing for 3 hours straight.
Right.
If somebody said, well, you don't want to make money for 3 hours straight. Yeah, I'd make money for 3 hours straight, but I don't want to work for 3 hours straight to get it.
Yeah. If I can get the money,
money without the work, and I would be great. That. Yeah, it'd be awesome.
Well, I do because I drive every weekend, so I'm usually my minimum drive is probably like 7-8 hours, so I can get a couple of his podcasts done. So that's how I can kind of gauge a trip. Like I'm like, okay, I got two Rogans and a Nerdist. We're gonna come up, or maybe like
sounds like the opening of a joke.
Right.
two Rogans and a Nerdist walking into a bar and
right.
Fantastic podcast came out.
So that's how I know. I remember them talking about the comics and who dies in the comics because that was one of the big things. So Kirkman himself or one of the producers, maybe it was Gipple or whatever. Gipple was on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, he's like, oh, we're not going to tell you. He's like, somebody definitely dies. That's all we're going to tell you. So because he's like, people are coming at him like, oh, no one's going to die. He's like, no, someone dies. We're just not telling you who. So
well, the big rumor is that it's Daryl.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, he has that other show that tried to come out. I don't think it did anything. And you see it? I saw a commercial for it once, like him on a motorcycle. And
same thing without a crossbow?
Yeah, just without a crossbow, but he's going around the country doing stuff.
That's funny.
So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about a lot of the acting because I just hate seeing, like, guys that play tough guys that really aren't. Uh-huh. And that makes me mad for some reason.
Why?
I don't know. I'm weird. I just, even for me to like act, if I had to act a certain way, everything I've done acting wise has been pretty typecast, uh-huh. So I'm good.
So what do you think about tough guys that play they're not?
I don't like it because I'm like,
wait a minute, no. I'm talking about guys that aren't tough that play tough, but what about guys that really are tough that play they're not?
Oh, that play they're not. Oh, see, that's a double
is
standard.
Is that acting? Is that a double standard?
That is a double standard.
It is a double standard.
I think I'm okay with that. So that's bad on my part. I'm a dick. don't know what else to say.
Isn't it called acting?
It is called acting. I don't know. It is acting. You're right. You blew it out of the water.
I just Luke Bryan'd you again.
You did Luke Bryan me again. I know, but it bothers me. Because Norm is all like, he portrays us like, oh, I'm a hunter and blah, blah, blah. And he doesn't do any of that. He's like afraid to go out and get, I don't know. It just makes me mad. Seeing interviews, he's all like,
Now, I will say this. If he is not a tough guy trying to play a tough guy, maybe what irritates you is the fact that he is not convincing you that he's a tough guy.
Oh, maybe. I'll take that. That sounds way better than what I said.
You just keep picking up what I'm putting down. I'm Dr. Phil.
I'm just going to keep calling you like my guru. Like, I think this way. I need you to tell me that I need to do it right. What are the right words to say, Mike? I need it. Bring it out.
That's what you put on that cowboy date me. I need it.
I need it. I mean, just put it out. I need it.
Put it out.
Let me take a look at it.
.com. I need it. Put it out. .com.
Put it out.
Somebody's going to get that domain. I need it. Put it out. .com.
I need it. Put it out. .com. It's going to be a new app. Swipe to the left.
Oh, God. Why does it got to be the left?
I don't know. Because that's the bad one.
Because the others are right. That's why.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
The others are right.
Right. Right. Left. Right. Right. Left. I don't know.
That looked way too like you've done that way too many times.
Oh well, you know, I'm on Farmers Only, so that's a good. Meet some farmer girls.
Have you ever met a girl from any kind of application or anything like that? You know, those whatever they all.
I've went on some dates. Yeah.
You ever slept with any of them?
No.
You lie. I don't even know why you just looked at me and bald-faced lied. You're like, no.
Not just to you, but not. The entire world.
You just lied to the entire world. You're like, actually, I have not had one that I haven't slept with.
You're not supposed to sleep with him?
You mean it was a date? I thought we was going to hook up. I mean, think about that, dude. When you went and looked at that application, you know, you're like, you did not go, oh, she's got a pretty smile. I bet she's got a great personality.
No, like, I'd bang her.
Now, here's the funny part now.
All guys.
So now they got these applications that they put out there where they can, like, make themselves look all skinny and make themselves look all pretty and big eyes and sweet lips and pretty teeth and then you get in there and you find out this is one ugly bitch you're looking at. You're like, you weigh 375 pounds, you're missing 5 teeth, and you got zits. And you still fucked her. You still did it. Because you went back the next day with your friends and you said, I was banging the hell out of this chick. She was hot, went up, met her. This is her. This is her picture right here. See, look at her. Look how pretty she is in this picture. And I had her in every position. I was doing her doggy style. I was doing her horse. We rode the rodeo. I was banging the hell out of her. She was calling my name. She was calling my name. That's what you would do when you would be showing that picture, knowing you've been humping them ugly women.
Right.
Every one of them. Tell me I'm lying.
That's not false advertisement. On their part it is.
But. Golly, I just completely lost my, like I was possessed there. I like I had like a shark assist or something.
I'm a shark assist going to perform a sharkersism on you.
I just did some sharkersism on you. What the hell?
So yeah, well that's what dating sites are for. They're to bang ugly chicks on the internet. So we're good there. We got to keep it up, you know.
Okay.
I just, golly.
So in this particular episode, in less than an hour,
right.
I have already got you to admit that you're gay.
Right.
Admit that you bang chicks on Tinder.
Right.
And lastly, but not leastly, I got you to admit that acting is acting.
Right. Blew the water off of this one. I am coming out of this looking amazing, by the way. So these are the things we covered. I know it's for all my fans and all your listeners. Now they know.
All four of them in Montana.
In Montana, yeah, that's right. And the plenty of gay guys that love me on Data Cowboy that send me messages all the time.
Oh, my gosh.
So there it is. So we know all these things now. Mm. That's probably why I'm banging ugly fat chicks on the internet.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
Gotta love it, man.
I've never had sex with a fat chick, even though I'm a big dude. I can't do it. I've never. I can't.
You can't have sex with a big woman?
No, I don't think my dick's big enough.
Dude.
You gotta get in there. There's too much, like, bumping. You gotta, yeah. Bellies.
So you just came on this show and you said...
So
here's where we're at.
I don't. So we got that you're gay.
I'm gay.
We got that you don't do big chicks.
Don't do big chicks.
We got that you now understand the premise of acting.
Right. Acting is acting.
And what was the last one? There was one more.
There was one more.
I don't know.
I don't remember.
This is.
You guys at home, keep up.
So. What is it with big chicks that you? I'm going to pull this out of you. This is raw. This is so raw.
This is rough.
Why? What is it about big chicks that you don't dig?
Nothing. I don't know. I can't have sex with them. I don't think.
Dude, they are so much fun.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, that's probably what the girls that have sex with me think.
They're like.
I'm
like,
a big dude. Like,
I'm going to make a bad joke. You've never heard that joke.
The moped.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it was there, a moped, fun to ride until your friends find out.
Until your friends see you on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not opposed to it because I'm a big guy and a lot of girls, but all the girls that I attract, and that's probably the reason, all the girls that I attract are literally either 100 pounds or 400 pounds. There's no in between with me. So every girl I've dated has been like 110 pounds. It just seems to work better. Me and a big girl, I just don't think it would work. We're too big. There's bellies there. Things are getting in the way. It's too much bigness.
Okay.
On top of bigness, which is just, I don't know.
Are you not attracted to it?
I don't know. If they're pretty. I'm attracted to personality.
You're so full of shit.
I am not full of shit.
Because you have never chosen personality when you look at Tinder. You're a damn liar.
You can't. When I get to
you
meet
never
somebody.
Got it. I think she has such a wonderful personality. I'm going to go. Flash her card right now. I'm going to go bang her. I'm going to go bang her because her picture shows so much personality. You a That's damn right. liar.
I am not. I know I am. I am attracted to personality, though, but not obviously in the likes of. There has to be a physical attraction there, too. Faces I'm attracted to.
You know, women, in my personal opinion, those that, you know, and this is completely perspective, but I think that, you know, men tend to become attracted and then fall in love with what they're attracted to. And women they feel secure and then fall in love and then become attracted to what they fall in love to.
Whoa. Yeah. Pretty deep.
Yeah.
I don't know. Makes sense.
Well, I think we kind of got, that's where our wiring is different, I think.
Right.
I mean, be completely full of shit, but it just seems that it's more like that.
It does seem like that. Huh. I don't know. But you know. I like the personality is big for me, but face is big too. So I'm more of a face guy than a
body
guy.
So you like big
guy,
faces?
I said. Yeah, I love the big face. The bigger the face, the better. Especially if they're male. Oh, it's great. Big male faces.
So I've got you on the show.
You got me dead to rights on a lot of shit that I'm going to regret tomorrow.
I know.
next week when this.
I absolutely probably just single-handedly ruined your entire career.
Probably.
Off of one podcast.
One,
you know.
That's it.
All right. Goodness gracious. Are we in this thing, man? Would you tell the listeners, dream big, everybody.
Dream big, everybody.